All right, people say good morning. Good morning. Let's begin. We are beginning in Meretz Hashem Os Gimel in Tzidkas HaTzadik. So we are picking up. It's page Hey. It's on the new PDF that I sent out yesterday. So the Rebbe says as follows. We didn't finish up all the text in Beis, but we finished up the idea. So I think we're ready to begin the new week with the new Os. So the Rebbe says as follows, and this is actually quite beautiful. He says, Iker HaKavona B'Kriyashma. I'm going to spend a little bit of time over today and tomorrow speaking about the power of Shema. And the Rebbe says as follows, Ikra kavana b'kriya Shema, hi kabbalas ol malchus shamayim. So what is the essence of Shema? This is important. You know, there are things that we, you know, someone remarked to me that, you know, on Erev Shabbos, we had that beautiful Gemara about Tzadik katamar yifrach ki erez balvanon yiske. So someone remarked to me how it's incredible that you could be saying something your entire life and yet not fully appreciate or comprehend the complete profundity of it. And this is true with so many things on our Yiddishkeit, that part of the beauty of our Yiddishkeit is that we engage in repetitive behaviors, which is beautiful because it reinforces a sense of relationship. The challenge sometimes with the repetitive behaviors is that we tend to miss out a little bit on their deeper meaning. So here the Rebbe is going to say Shema. So what is the essence of Shema? The essence of Shema, the Rebbe says, is Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim, to accept the Ribono Shel Olam. Literally translated, it means to accept the yoke of heaven. But what it means, of course, in our own lives is that Shema is my opportunity to accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu into my life. Sha'adim mekabel al atzmo be'is amiris parasha Shema. Again, so when I say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokinu Hashem Echad. Right, hear, O Israel, Hashem is our God, Hashem is one. What I am doing is I am accepting the Ribono Shel Olam into my life. I'm accepting Him upon myself. Remember again, this is also coming on the heels of what we spoke about in Os Beis about the concept of God awareness and the idea of creation of God awareness is Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem, is so core and so fundamental, the first step in our relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam. So again, then I have Shema. So Shema, I accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu into my life. He goes on, V'kabalas ol Torah u'mitzos, sha'ad mekabal al atzmo. I'm on page Hey, left-hand paragraph, in Berach Hasidus. And then, remember again, after, there's a progression. After I accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu as my God, what's the next step? The next step after that, ultimately, is to accept Torah and mitzvos. He says, Sha'od mekaba al atzmo, be'is parshas v'ayayim shamoa. So we'll say there's a very specific progression to Shema. First, Shema Yisrael Shema Elokinu Hashem Echad, I accept Hashem as my God. After that, v'hayayim shamoa tishmu'u al mitzvosai. In that second paragraph, I accept upon myself the responsibility for mitzvos. And of course, the order is very specific, because you can't really accept upon yourself the responsibility of mitzvos if I don't know who that responsibility is towards. So first, there has to be just a fundamental cornerstone or fundamental foundation of relationship. And again, remember, if you think about it, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is not really a deep theological or philosophical statement. It's just an acceptance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu into my life. It's an acceptance of relationship. Okay, once there's relationship, then I can accept upon myself Torah and mitzvos. The Rebbe goes on. Vitzarech HaAdam is actually a very beautiful insight, which we'll begin today and we'll really dive into tomorrow. Vitzarech HaAdam lekaval al atzmo o malchus shemayim ve'ol Torah u'mitzvos pamayim b'chol yom. Now, as we know, interestingly enough, it is not enough to do this once a day. We do this twice a day. So twice a day we engage in this dynamic of part one, accepting upon ourselves our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, accepting the oneness of God in my life, and then part two, accepting Torah and mitzvos upon myself. Right? That two-pronged acceptance occurs once in the morning, Shachris, and the second time by Ma'ariv, twice a day. Pamachas b'yom upamachas b'layla. K'dei lekaba al atzmo ol zeh b'chol shinui umatzov b'briya mechadash. Now, we're gonna delve into this a little bit, but the Rebbe says it's interesting. It's almost as if every time there is some type of dramatic change in the world, we accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Torah and Mitzvot upon us again, right? So day comes, acceptance. Night comes, again, fundamental distinction, fundamental difference in the world. I accept it again. Here's what's interesting. See, on one hand, so this is just fascinating to contemplate, right? Why is it that there's an obligation to go ahead and say Shema both by day and by night? So again, logic would dictate, because what we're highlighting over here is almost no matter what it is that's happening in your life, daytime or nighttime, there has to be this relationship with Hashem, and there has to be this relationship with Torah Mitzvot. Because, of course, remember again, generally, day and night are often a metaphor for day, a metaphor for when times are good, night, a metaphor for when times are difficult. No matter what your life is, daytime or nighttime, there has to be this relationship with Hashem, and there has to be this acceptance of Torah and Mitzvot. That's what the metaphor seems to be. The Rebbe says, here's the problem with the metaphor. If that was true, then what part of the day should you be able to say Shema in? Well, when should you be able to say Shema by day? Anytime. And when by night? When by night? Anytime. But Reb Tzadik points out that's not actually how it's structured. He says, so really, if this was just about day or night, if that's really what it's about, then the truth is, I should be able to say Shema anytime by day and anytime by night. But yet, interestingly enough, if you notice, that's not the way it is. B'chol zos, lo kava ha-Torah ezmano shal kriya Shema baboker va'erev, ela dafka b'shach b'cho uv'kumecha. But here's what's fascinating. That's not how the Torah structures the mitzvah. The mitzvah is not structured say Shema by day, right? Bayom u'balayla. It's dafka b'shach b'cho, when you go to sleep, u'bikumecha, and when you get up. Now, what's in that? We know, what does that do? Because we've learned brachas. We know, again, remember, v'naktu chazal, sh'apei reshu, sh'zmana shal kriyashma, hu bizman sh'bnei adam shochvim ba'erev, or bizman sh'bnei adam kamim baboker. Now, remember, again, what this does, what does b'shach b'chav kumecha do? What does that do? It actually limits, right? Remember, again, b'shach b'cha, so I can't begin to say Shema until people go to sleep. When do people go to sleep? Say zakochavim, nightfall. Nightfall. Until when? Until dawn. And again, bikumecha, you can go ahead and say Shema when you get up, which is when? From, again, well, let's call it Neitzachamo or Alos, dawn, whatever it is, dawn, sunrise, without getting into physics, but until when? Up until 3 hours into the day. Right? So I think it's even more acute by day than it is by night. Because remember, again, daytime spans a long time. Yet for Shema, you only have from really what we'll call dawn, let's just call it dawn, up until 3 hours after sunrise. The overwhelming majority of the day is not the Zman for Shema. So what's going on over here? What's going on over here? If it was just about day and night, then you should be able to say Shema all day and all night, but yet the Torah purposely frames it as B'shach B'cha U'V'Kumecha V'Naktu Chazal She'apei Rishu She'zmanah Shal Kriya Shema Hu B'zman She'veni Adam Shoch V'Ba'erev B'zman She'veni Adam Kamen B'Boker Ayin Shema Brachos Sh'nechlugu B'Sham B'Yisrael B'Be'erish V'Pasuk Zeh. So Reb Tzadik says, you see that this is not just a din in day and night. Because if it was day and night, then the night says, say Shema all day, all night. But no, the Torah purposely curtails that. And the Torah says, no, Shema is recited, B'shach B'cha U'V'Kumecha. So we'll stop over there for today. We'll see tomorrow why. Why? Because remember again, by day and by night tells me about a general obligation to have a relationship with Hashem and to be able to accept Torah and Mitzvot, whether you are living a daytime life or a nighttime life. So whether things are going well, daytime, or whether things are going challenging. But the fact that Chazal came along and said, B'shach B'cha U'V'Kumecha means they're coming to teach me something else. What that is, Emir Tashem tomorrow. Shkach Avosai.